Abu al-Hasan was so popular, that why they kept his name as a person they belonged to. So their madhab will be spread because he was so popular. Also, al-Asha'ira always, they said, we are Ahl al-Sunnah, we are fighting Mu'tazila. So people psychologically think they are really Sunnah and they are fighting the Mu'tazila. But indeed, the stages which is came later on shows you clearly that they are Mu'tazila 100% in some areas, and Jahmiyyah 100% even in some areas. Also, as I told you, this madhab go through stages, and that made people confused. Which stages? The first two stages very close to the Sunnah, and still consider al-Sunnah. The last two stages very far, so that make confusion. And that makes this madhab easy. Yani whenever one of the public said, oh, that's wrong, he can bring you some quoting from the early stages. So he said, okay, that's acceptable. Then after later on, he'd give you what the late stages say. So that's confused the people, and that's why they can confuse and they can spread their madhab easily. As I told you, there are so many countries supported the Ash'aris, I believe, and one of them, like Saljuqiyin and the Abbasis, there's a famous person, his name Nizam al-Mulk. He was a minister who was very, very interested in supporting this madhab. He spent so much money in printing and publishing and copying the books of Ash'aris and take the responsibility to spread it all over the Muslim world. This Nizam al-Mulk. Also, Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi, when he entered Egypt, Egypt was Shias. Salah al-Din is not a scholar. He is a fighter. He is a fighter, soldier. Whoever around him, he take from him. Around him was the Asha'ira. The Asha'ira said, he's very smart. He said, whoever fight you with sword, you fight him with sword. Whoever fight you with ideologies, you fight him with ideology. Shia is ideology. He broke them by sword. He took over the country. How to clear Egypt from Shias? By spreading the Sunnah. He said, where is the scholar? The scholars who take the advantage of the situation, most of them were Asha'ira. And at that time, the Sunnah were most of them in the battle, and they were not aware of this situation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for wisdom, He chose that. And the Asha'ira took the advantage, became the most influenced people, and they were able to replace Egypt from being Shia to being Asha'ira. Up to today, brothers and sisters, Egypt, they don't know what Shia is. That's also an advantage for the Asha'ira. Asha'ira came to the people, oh, Salah al-Din from us. From you, I'm with you too. In fact, there's no proof that he believes in all these beliefs that they came up with. You see what I'm saying? But they take the advantage of the situation. That's what make them popular. That's what make them popular. So they were in Baghdad, where is the capital of Khilafah, Egypt, Syria, North Africa, then they reached to Iran and Pakistan, India. They became more popular and more popular. Asha'ira, they go with Ahl al-Sunnah and also many issues in Aqidah. They believe the same belief with us. So that make it also more confused for people to recognize what is right and what is wrong. Asha'ira, brothers and sisters, I will be very honest with you. Very active, more than Ahl al-Sunnah, al-Asaf. In recent days, very active. They take care of their belief so much. They wrote so much books, so much book in tafsir, in hadith, in fiqh, in other field of knowledge, and they spread their belief in it. That's why they were able to take over so many institutes, and they have something to offer to these educational institutes in the Muslim world. Also, one of the reasons that this madhab became so popular in this recent days, that some of the, as in the early age, the scholars of the madhab, they were affected with Ash'aris ideologies. Also the du'at, the da'iyas, among the Muslims ummah, who have great role in da'wah in the Muslim world, in recent days, in modern days, they have also Ash'ari identity in them. They've been affected, and the Ash'ariyah influenced them so much. of the writing of some of the thinkers, the da'iyas, the groups who have role in da'wah in the Muslim world, the Ash'ariyas, يعني you will see the influence of Ash'ari's ideologies in their words, in their teaching. Muhammad Abdu, the one who started Madrasa al-Islahiyya in Egypt, the one who established, for example, a movement of correction in Egypt, he was Ash'ari, he spread Ash'ariyya in his book. Sayyid Qutb in Dhilal al-Qur'an, he has Ash'ari's beliefs, he put it in his tafsir, Dhilal al-Qur'an. Even Hassan al-Banna, the Ikhwan Muslimin movement, so much Ash'ari's words and interpretation and ideas, he spread it also through his books. And even among the most of the movement, there is some here and there, people who are Ash'aris entered this movement and they put their beliefs and through this organization. If even necessarily, like for example, Ikhwan movement, Tabligh movement, this movement has nothing to do with Aqeedah. They were a belief. But it's exactly like fiqh. It's not about Aqeedah. But they put it in the middle so people will accept it. People will be affected with it. The last reason for this Aqeedah to be very popular, that so many of the governments, in the Muslim governments and the Western civilization, the Western government, they will be happy to have Ash'aris who rules Muslims than any other people. Why? Because the Ash'ariyya, especially the last stage of Ash'ariyya, calling people to be Sufis or something too, like drugs for Muslims. Drugs. Oh, like Salah al-Din, he refused the Sufis, and the Khalifas, when the enemy attacked Muslims, some Sufis said, let's read Sahih al-Bukhari and Allah bless us by reading Sahih al-Bukhari and the enemy will leave. Said, no, you have to free your land. Stand up for your rights. The idea of that iman, faith is something in the heart, you don't need to do anything, is a very good idea to be supported by the people who want desires. Why? Because that means do whatever you want, al-iman fil qalb, which is most of the Muslim today, you tell them, ya akhi, don't do this, al-iman fil qalb. Ya'ani iman, faith in my heart, alhamdulillah, my heart full of iman. He deal in riba, he make drink khamr, he sell khamr, he do every single evil things. And he said, faith in the heart. Type, where is the faith? Where is the actions?